express my appreciation for you coming to be with us. We have visitors with us and we're glad to see you. I encourage you to get your Bible and participate in our study by searching the Scriptures with us. Appreciate Jason leading us in the song, Where the Soul Never Dies. In the gold book that's entitled To Canaan's Land, I'm on my way. That's introduced the theme of our study this afternoon. On my way to Canaan's land. In the book of Genesis chapter 12 and verse 5, we read where Abram, his wife Sarai, and his nephew Lot came into the land of Canaan. It was known as the land of Canaan, as Genesis 12 and verse 6 says, the Canaanite was then in the land. It was there that the Lord appeared unto Abram and said in verse 7, unto thy seed will I give this land. That's Genesis 12, verses 5 through 7. In the book of Numbers, we heard read just a moment ago from Numbers chapter 10 and verse 29, where Moses extended the invitation to his father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, we'll give it you. Come thou with us, and we'll do thee good. The book of Joshua, which tells of the invasion, conquest, and division of the land of Canaan, records in chapter 21, verses 43 and 45, the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. When we speak of being on our way to Canaan's land, we use this Old Testament term in a figurative way. We speak of heaven as our Canaan's land. Hopefully, all of us this afternoon are on our way to Canaan's land and that we're on our way to heaven. I'd like to pick up some of the key expressions from this song to emphasize some things about Canaan's land. I begin by pointing out that on our way to Canaan's land, we're on our way to where I will spend eternity. That word eternity is a long word. It's biblically defined in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21 as world without end. I can't wrap my mind around that. How about you? For a long time, folks have been interested in eternity. In the book of Matthew chapter 19, I read where one came to Jesus in verse 16 and said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have what? Eternal life. In the book of Titus, chapter 1 and verse 2, Paul, in writing Titus, said, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. And then in chapter 3 and verse 7, he continues that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Unfortunately, not everyone will spend eternity in Canaan's land. Some, rather than being in Canaan's land, will spend eternity in everlasting punishment. That's portrayed in the judgment scene of Matthew 25, when Jesus taught in verses 41 and 46, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, what's he going to say unto them? Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away, not into Canaan's land, but into everlasting punishment. And so as I think about to Canaan's land, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, as verse 2 says, where I will spend eternity. But the question you and I need to answer is, where will we spend eternity? Are we on our way to Canaan's land? But in addition to that, from the fourth verse, I recommend to you that I'm on my way to a place of everlasting joy. The song suggests, my life will end in deathless sleep, and everlasting joys I'll reap. Here on earth, joy is often interrupted by sorrow. But Canaan's land is a place of everlasting or endless joy. If somebody asks you, is there a book I could read about joy? Could you recommend a good book about joy? Yes, you can. The book of Philippians may be regarded as the epistle of joy because Paul had so much to say about it. You might jot these references down. Philippians 2:16, where he said, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, I've not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Next verse. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, what's those next two words? I joy and rejoice with you all. Next verse, 18. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Again, as he writes this prison epistle, chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Chapter 3 and verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Are you in Christ Jesus? The place of rejoicing today? You can be baptized into Jesus Christ, Galatians 3:27. And then chapter 4 and verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Our joy in the Lord begins here and continues through eternity. On my way to Canaan's land, a place of everlasting joy. But then again, from the fifth stanza of the song, I'm on my way to a place where there will be no parting. Did you notice these words? I'm on my way to that fair land where there will be no parting hand. You know, in this life, there are many partings, right? And goodbye can be a very sad word. In fact, there are a lot of occasions where we don't even have the opportunity to say goodbye. And that death can so easily snuff out the life of those who are near and dear unto us. But we sing 387, beyond this land of parting, losing and leaving, far beyond the losses darkening this, and far beyond the taking and the bereaving, lies the summer land of bliss. Are you on your way to that fair land? That summer land of bliss? A place where there will be no parting. The song God's Family, one of our favorites, says, and though some go before us, we'll all meet again. Just inside the city, as we enter in, there will be no more parting. With Jesus, we'll be together forever. God's Family. Paul penned in 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And then writing the church at Thessalonica, them which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 17. I'm on my way to where there's no more parting. Canaan's land. And then in the chorus, I'm on my way to a place of no tear-dimmed eyes. Did you notice no tear-dimmed eyes? There are many occasions in life where our eyes become tear-dimmed. We often sing, no tears in heaven. No tears, no tears up there. In Revelation 7 and verse 17, John said, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I look forward to that occasion. Chapter 21, verse 4, he continues, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there should be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I urge you to jot that down. You might like to write that out and post it somewhere. Next time you're discouraged, depressed, feeling blue, you need some encouragement, you need a comforting passage, read Revelation 21 and verse 4. And remember, you're on your way to Canaan's land, a place of no tear dimmed eyes. But also, I'm on my way to a place of love. You know, those who inherit Canaan's land are those who love one another. The chorus again says, where all is love. Would to God that could be said here, right? Where all is love. But in this world, there's all kind of hate around us. Don't you long for a place of love? Ephesians 4:2 says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Peter depicted love this way in 1 Peter 1:22, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. That is, it's a genuine love. See that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. The Thessalonians were admonished, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. Hebrews 10:24 teaches, and let us consider who? One another. To provoke unto love and to good works. We heard not too long ago about a good provoking. Some provoke in a bad way. This is a good stirring up to spiritual love. 1 John 3:11 finds these words, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning. What's the message? That we should love one another. And then in 1 John 4:11, he said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And so as you think about on our way to Canaan's land, we're on our way to a place of love. One other thing I want to pick up from the song is the fact that on my way to Canaan's land, I'm on my way to a place where the soul never dies. You know, our physical bodies are subject to death. But did you know that there's a part of us that will never die? And that's the soul. In the book of Job 14 and verse 14, the patriarch asked the question, if a man dies, shall he live again? That suggests the keynote of the book of Job, immortality. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. And he had confidence that after he was dead, that in his flesh would he see God. In Job 19:26, he made this declaration. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job 32:8. Is but a reminder of the fact that there is a spirit within man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection chapter, Paul affirmed in verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Can you say, as we've sang tonight, to Canaan's land I'm on my way, where I'll spend eternity, a place of everlasting joy, where there'll be no parting, a place of no tear-dimmed eyes, a place of love, where the soul never dies. You can be on your way to Canaan's land today. Having heard the word of the truth of the gospel, believe it with all of your heart, to repent of your sins as commanded by the Lord, to confess Him before men, would you make that great pledge of allegiance? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then be buried with Him by baptism into death, that you might rise to walk in newness of life, making your way toward Canaan's land. Maybe you've started out, but you've lost your way. You've gotten off the path. You've become sidetracked. You need to get back on course. We're here to help you do that. If you'll repent of whatever it is that has separated you and the Lord and ask for His forgiveness, and you can again say, to Canaan's land, I'm on my way. Somebody might ask you along the way, where are you going? Where are you headed? You always say, I'm headed to Canaan's land. Come and go with me. As we stand and sing, we cordially invite you to come.